This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
I'm Renee Montaigne in Washington.
And I'm Steve Inskeep, reporting this week from Damascus, Syria. Traveling to this city gives you a view of Syria's war turned inside out. The international community talks of arming Syrian rebels against President Bashar al-Assad. Here in Damascus, many people still hope the rebels will lose. That is the thinking we found around a Muslim shrine here in Damascus. It's a shrine to the granddaughter of the Prophet Muhammad. Though she lived centuries ago, we met a Damascus doctor who speaks of her in the present tense.
We love Sayyidina Zainab. We like Sayyidina Zainab. We respect Sayyidina Zainab. And we visit her.
We wanted to visit, so the doctor offered to guide us. He told us to meet him beside a highway that leads toward the shrine. He leaned into our car window to talk, though like many people here, he asked us not to use his name. Sayyida Zainab is holy to all Muslims, though the Shia sect maintains her shrine in a Shia neighborhood. The doctor says it is surrounded by many guards out of fear that Sunni extremist rebels will destroy it.
They do not believe in shrines. The terrorists have had Wahhabian ideas.
Wahhabis are followers of an especially austere brand of Islam. There is no evidence that all the Sunni rebel groups oppose Shias, though it is clear that some are extremists. And Assad's government has relentlessly said the rebels are foreign terrorists. Fear of those rebels has bound Shias and other minority groups to Assad's regime. The shrine is in an area of heavy fighting, but the doctor says he has never missed a day of work at a hospital nearby.
I have been working in Sayyidina for 25 years as a doctor.
Which is why he was comfortable leading us there.
So we are ready and we are going.
Lead the way.
Our cars raced down a highway, the Damascus Airport Road, past bombed out buildings on either side.
The good doctor sticks a finger out the window of the car to indicate we're going to turn right.
And then we arrived at a series of military checkpoints. We walked a busy street until we saw the shrine's golden dome. We arrived in a courtyard with walls covered in elaborate blue tiles. Words echoing off those walls show which side of the battle lines the shrine is on. The announcer is marking the deaths of three men killed in the civil war. Martyrs, the speaker says, fighting for Assad's government. Rebels cannot be called martyrs. The guards of this shrine include men from Lebanon. They are allies of Assad, longtime veterans of the Lebanese Shia group Hezbollah. They believe Syria has become the scene of a proxy war between Shia Iran and Sunni nations, including Saudi Arabia. The guardians also include local men, like a former sheep dealer who joined a volunteer defense force. Let's not hide behind one finger, he says. We all know there's a conspiracy against us. There's nothing wrong with us pulling together with people who share our beliefs. Beneath the shrine's golden dome, we entered a room of brilliant light. Every wall and the ceiling are covered with mirrored tiles. Pilgrims put their hands on Sayyida Zainab's tomb. One young mother with a baby in her arms paused to talk through a translator.
Why do you support the government, the regime?
Because I saw by my own eyes how the government army saved us and how the others, the rebels, have been killing our people in our neighborhoods.
Nearby, a caretaker of the shrine said he also backs Assad. He said Syrians are too ignorant, his word, to import foreign ideas like Western democracy. When we left the shrine, we walked down the battle-scarred street behind it and arrived in the local hospital. There we met again with the doctor who was our guide.
20% of the people of all Syria love the president too much. And 20% may hate the president too much. But the rest, which is 60, love their country. They do not want the country to be destroyed.
The doctor says he does not love Assad too much. He even dares to say that others could do better. Yet he strongly disapproves of the rebels.
I'm with any revolution which changes for better, which changes for the democracy. But I do not agree with any revolution who will destroy the country.
In Syria's elections, President Assad has always been the only candidate. It's a yes-no referendum on his rule. The challenge for Syria's rebels is to finally present some plausible alternative, a new system of government in which terrified Syrians might believe.
Morning Edition's Steve Inskeep is reporting all this week from Syria's capital, Damascus.